Some of the biggest COVID-19 outbreaks have been concentrated in urban areas like New York City and Chicago. But rural America isn't immune to the disease, and many small hospitals are learning how to deal with it. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside has more.
Farrell Hospital in the southern Illinois town of El Dorado is bracing for coronavirus. Dr. Joseph Jackson says it's inevitable the virus will spread to rural areas.
And so we've done our best to continue to stockpile PPE, ensure that we do have appropriate training on ventilators, and try to ensure that all equipment is ready to go.
El Dorado has a population of just under 4,000 people, and Farrell has only 25 beds. But the hospital doesn't just serve the town.
At first glance, when you look at who we serve, it's such a wide area and a little less dense in terms of population. But when those numbers start to come together, you know, there is quite a few people who depend on us.
When you factor in surrounding areas, Farrell actually serves around 50,000 people in four counties. The hospital doesn't have any ICU beds and only has 5 ventilators. It's a critical access hospital designed to stabilize patients and then transfer them. Jerry Cruz, Dean of Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, says a pandemic is a unique challenge for already underserved rural areas.
Well, critical access hospitals, by their federal definition, can only have a small number of beds and can't do high-level ICU care. The ventilators they have are, you know, solely for, you know, for instant emergencies and some ventilators that are related to some surgical cases. So they're not equipped normally for emergencies like this pandemic.
Pat Scow is director of the Illinois Critical Access Hospital Network. She says these rural hospitals face the same supply shortages that all medical providers are dealing with, making it difficult to build a reserve of protective equipment.
Right now, we're low in disposable gowns, you know, very hard to get disposable gowns. Some areas have a few more than others. You know, the price of a gown is going from 22 cents to almost $20 for a disposable gown, you know.
Jackson and Cruz say rural areas have advantages when it comes to social distancing. Populations are less dense, and most people drive rather than rely on public transit. Still, Jackson worries about what will happen if larger hospitals are overwhelmed and Farrell can't transfer patients who need high levels of care.
You know, these critical access hospitals, we're not used to taking care of critically ill patients for long periods of time, and that we may need to look to keep them more in-house, stabilize them, and treat them to the best of our abilities.
Cruz suggests hospitals should consider alternative arrangements.
And then you would think about scenarios such as how can you equip the rural hospitals to handle that level of care, or can some of the patients in the larger hospitals be transferred to the critical access hospitals so the larger hospitals can convert more of their beds to ICU beds and beds with ventilator capability.
Meanwhile, Jackson says the staff at Farrell has been focused on making sure they're up to date with training and the latest information about COVID-19. So far, Scow says critical access hospitals in Illinois have not had to deal with an overwhelming number of patients.
You know, we're seeing that they have 3-4 patients, you know. We haven't seen 10 or 15, but we have seen where their numbers are not just one patient. They might have 4 or 5. We have not had any that we've had to put in an intensive care.
Since our interview, the area served by Farrell has had 11 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Steph Whiteside for Side Effects Public Media.